Maynard Meyer over here at the Merck, Madison Mercantile, and we have the pleasure to talk to Vince Cook, who a lot of people here in Madison probably remember from years ago when he was a DJ on Q92 Radio.
Hopefully nobody remembers that.
Vince, what year did you graduate? You were at Madison High School at the time, right?
I was. 1983.
Okay, and your folks were Barb and Ralph Cook, who ran the accounting business here in Madison for many years?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Sister Wanda also was a DJ on Q92.
She took over my position, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Well, Vince, you've kind of turned away from the DJ world and gotten into some other things over the years here, been away from Madison for a while, and you're down here with a beautiful display of artwork at Madison Mercantile. It's going to be here for, I believe, about a month or so. Is that right?
Yeah, I think Chris has said probably through February.
Okay. So we encourage people to come down and take a look. But tell us explain to on the radio what your artwork is and what it's called and what you're doing.
Yeah, well, thank you. So I make an artwork that's called Kumiko. It's a Japanese artwork started back in the 1600s, the Edo period. And basically, it's a lattice work, and that lattice work gets filled in with an intricate design. So originally this was created to decorate shoji screens, which are paper-covered walls in their homes or businesses. And it started out very simply, and then over the years it got more and more decorative. And so what I do is I take their traditional patterns, there's about 200 of them, and I create my own designs from those patterns and, make different types of artwork. So I originally learned this to put into my custom furniture pieces, and started playing around with it and figured out I really like to make the artwork as much as I like to make furniture. So
what's really cool about this, you don't use glue to hold these in. Is that right? This is basically friction.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there's thousands of little pieces. They're all hand cut. So I use a Japanese plane and a Japanese saw to cut the pieces. And you have to cut them at the precise angles and the right length. And then everything just pressure fits together.
Right. You can't really explain it. You have to almost see it. So that's why we want to come down here to Madison Mercantile and take a look, because it's unbelievable how intricate this is. You were telling me that it takes maybe a couple of weeks to put a bigger piece together?
Yeah, depending on how complex the patterns are in them. There's some very simple patterns and some really complex things, and so that really determines how much work it's going to be. There's three different types of Kumiko. So there's a square pattern, a hexagonal pattern, and a diamond pattern. And I've got each one of those down here so people can see all of them. And the hexagonal ones are the most complex in the patterns, but they're also the most beautiful because you get the most shapes out of them and you see the most different geometric forms in them.
Great. If anybody is really interested in seeing how it's done, you did a an interview with public television a while back, and I know I just Googled Vince Cook, and I found your website, and then I found the public TV program and watched the whole thing there, and you have a very elaborate shop that you have set up there.
Yeah, so I've been making custom furniture since about 2010, and I've got a pretty nice shop for doing that, and not so big anymore because I'm making mostly artwork now, so it's and all of this is done by hand.
Right.
So a few tools and nice quiet shop to sit and work in, and yeah, it works out really well.
Yeah, I encourage people to take a look at that video because that's really tells the story and shows what you're up to.
Yeah, it was great to work with them. They're out of Bemidji, did a really nice job. They've got a wonderful program up there that they feature a lot of artists, so it's a real pleasure to be on that show. And my big piece that's actually here is the one that I was making on that show. So
I recognized it the minute I walked in. What's your website again, Vince?
Oh, it's just my name, Vince W. Cook.com. So you can find my furniture and my Kumiko artwork out there.
All right. Well, Vince, we sure has been nice to see you again after all these years. It's been a while since we had a chance to talk. And as I said, if you're looking for any weekend or nighttime radio hours, we could probably still find something for you.
I'm not sure anybody wants to hear Mr. Mello again. So. But it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Maynard. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thanks, Vince. Vince Cook, come on down to Madison Mercantile and take a look at the artwork on display here during the next month or so. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.